Mariah and Bennett.
Yes.
From Walking Neighborhood News Service.
Hi, Adam. Man, you are on the air. Good morning, Adam.
Nobody want to talk to you.
Oh, hey. How are you doing? I was listening to the live stream, so I was a couple minutes behind.
Leave him alone. I leave him alone.
Adam. Good morning, brother.
You know, it is so good to hear both of your voices, as abnormal as these times are.
Yeah.
The community that you guys have built at WGLB, the people that you are, it's just wonderful to know you guys are out there serving your audience right now.
Yes, man. Sir. We're doing the best we can.
It's also good to hear from you, my brother. It's been some time since we've been able to check in, since all these, you know, uncertain things have been happening with the coronavirus and just the
voting,
the election time,
and
all the things that have been happening throughout the city. Mm-hmm. But it's good to hear from you, our partner at Neighborhood News. Adam, tell us what's going on, man. What are we going to be discussing on this morning?
You know, I heard you were just talking about the election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I was planning to talk about that a little bit, just to recap some of that, because I'm sure that's still on people's minds,
yes,
on their hearts in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start there. You know, the last 4 weeks and even the last 4 days has felt like a lifetime, right? Like,
yes, it has.
It's been amazing just how much this how disheveled our lives are, and I think in particular this election. I don't know if ever in the history of civilization there's ever been a democratic vote held during a pandemic in the way we saw it this week in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly our city, across our state, it happened. But Milwaukee went down from 180 to 5 polling places. I'm sure you guys are well aware of that.
Yes.
That's because there is an extreme, what they're saying, there's an extreme shortage of poll workers. So we only had 5. I will say, from all of the images, all the reports I've heard of those poll places, they had long lines, but they were working real hard. All those poll workers, they themselves were putting their lives on the line as well. They were working as hard as they could to get people through in a safe way, to get them through in an efficient way. And I'm sure you guys have been following the fiasco with absentee ballots.
Yes.
People are getting them in the mail still now. Some are just lost. There are a lot of people who were told this is how you can vote, and then they stood by their mailbox every day. Nothing came in. There were about 96,000. Almost 100,000 absentee ballots issued in Milwaukee for this election. And there, you know, the numbers I've heard are over 60,000 now, the number that have gotten back. But that means that there are a lot of people who requested those ballots who never got them in. And I will say, I just heard what you guys were talking about, the previous caller. For me, and I'll just say this, I work for Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, but as a human being, just to see how much democracy, just to see how much voting, how much citizenship, being a citizen meant to my fellow community members here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stunning display of just what our community is about. I mean, the people were willing to risk their health in that way, to stand in line for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, that stretched as many as 10 blocks. That just shows something really special about who we are as a community. And on the other side, it also, I think it shows just, you know, another article that we posted, that we wrote, was about the concerns that people had about disenfranchisement for specifically black and brown voters. And we know this in Milwaukee, this impacted us more than any other part of our state. That article has some really, really smart people, people much smarter than me, talking about just how tragic this was for many people who have voted their whole lives, maybe they missed their first election in their entire life. So,
yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, Adam, everything that you said. I echo the sentiments. I mean, it was just going back to the vote, man. Just to your point, just to see people with so much courage and so much fearlessness, it made me proud, man, just to be in Milwaukee and to be a citizen here and to realize that this is my home. And when you have so much information that comes out that is negative about the hopelessness in our community and, you know, how people are just, you know, not engaged, I think Tuesday was a perfect display of those things are not true. You know, people really do care. And for people to stand in blocks, stand in the line for 10 blocks long and to stand in line till 10:30 at night, you know, I mean, that just showed a fearlessness and a resolve about the people in the city of Milwaukee that we need to continue to tap into as a community. But to your point, for our administration and for our leadership to allow, you know, that type of that type of chaos or that type of, you know, just unsafe environment for us to for Madison to have 66 polling locations and for Milwaukee to only have five at a time where they've been preaching so much about social distancing and, you know, standing 6 feet away from each other and all of this. But to have people herded and gathered like that was so disrespectful. And then for them to be so last minute about everything to where no one knew where they were going to be and for the information to constantly change. This was a, I mean, this was a, this election was actually, it was criminal. It was a fraudulent election because you cannot mismanage people like that and let that be the representation of democracy and freedom.
You know, it was a moment in history. I think for the decades to come, we're going to look at what happened in Milwaukee on this past Tuesday, and we all lived through it. We are the witnesses of April 7th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It showed, I agree, it showed us a lot about ourselves, and it showed us a lot about the injustice that just kind of become normal here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out one other thing, because you made it at the front of that statement, you made a really good point about who we are as a community and what it shows us. I'll give you guys a little preview, actually. So we're publishing this story probably tomorrow. One of our reporters talked to a bunch of the different folks that were helping people vote safely on Tuesday. So there's a group of black women who got together. They were seeing just on social media people saying, I'm a single mom. I can't even bring my absentee ballot in. And they organized just during that day an absentee ballot pickup amongst them and just the people who were healthy and willing to help out with that. And they got over 100 ballots in just organizing within that day. So there are people, Office of Violence Prevention and 414 Life, who were out. We have a lot of people in our community who are kind of already used to responding to crisis,
mm-hmm.
and they stepped up on the day of voting to make sure everything was going okay, because the community has to look out for itself in a moment like that, maybe more than any other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the story we're going to be publishing very soon just goes to show that point you made, that this, it kind of showed us both the challenges we face, but then also the metal of who we are, you know, that we have a lot of, yes, it can be challenging to live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We hear about our problems, but there are some really incredible people in our community that are working on it. And I think I feel very privileged working with a journalism outlet that it's our job right now to not be the ones necessarily on the front line, but to be telling some of the stories from the front line.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as well, man, I just want to say that we're definitely, you know, very, very thankful that we have you as a partner. You know, you and Brother Ryan and all that you guys are doing over there at Neighborhood News Service. We have to send it, you know, when we talk about essential jobs and workers, you know, a lot of times we forget about the journalists and the people who are on the ground who,
and they're putting their lives at stake,
yeah,
too, Dennis.
And people who are doing their best to get information mm-hmm. out here. So we want to send you a shout out as well over at Neighborhood News and all that you guys are doing to make sure that our community is properly enriched with information, man. And I think that we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge you know, your strength and mm-hmm. your courage as well. So thank you for all that you're doing with Neighborhood News Service.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And, you know, something we talk about in our newsroom is how a lot of people, you know, that had the rug pulled out from under them was safer at home. They can't work. Mm-hmm. They're kind of sitting around. For us as you know, our reporters, this is what we get to do. So we've been working harder than ever because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a way to stay purposeful. It's a way to, I know your audience understands purpose. It's a way to stay connected to our community. There's another, you know, speaking of essential workers, my colleague Edgar Mendez wrote a great story about essential workers sharing their story. So I haven't seen a lot of people do this, and I'm glad Edgar put in the time and the work to do it. He got about 8 different essential workers across different fields t- talking about what they're experiencing on a daily basis and just some of their concerns. I mean, those people, a lot of them, you know, the in the headline, it's someone saying, will I bring it home today? They're really, they have no idea. And the point being, too, they're putting their family at risk.
Yeah.
We've also highlighted, I think, on a hopeful side, we've highlighted, actually, another story we've done, Easter's coming up, obviously, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about, we have an article looking at how this has affected faith communities, Christian faith communities, Islamic faith communities, and how this has disrupted them, and how people have, again, been resilient and figured out how to worship, how to build community and fellowship with their faith community in digital spaces. We've kind of started this series called Community Heroes, where we've spotlighted some of the work people are doing in the community. I think it is important to call out what Metcalf Park has been doing, not just now, but all the time. They've actually just rapid response, figured out how to feed people. They've asked people what they need. They started, you know, they're working from dawn till midnight every day, just trying to, not just trying to organize their people, just trying to meet their basic needs. So in Metcalf Park, Community Bridges, Danelle Cross and Melody are just doing great work out there. We wrote an article about them. So I could go on and on. Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, MilwaukeeNNS.org. All of our stories for the past few weeks have been consumed by our COVID-19 and the community response.
Okay. So, Adam, what can they check out these stories at? Give us your website.
Yeah, MilwaukeeNNS.org. So, MilwaukeeNNS.org. In the upper right, we have a button that says COVID-19 in Milwaukee. You can click on, and that'll bring you to all the stories. Another hopeful one that we just published today, a lot of people who do art, who are dancers, who are musicians, who are poets, and people who do wellness like yoga and fitness classes, they've started doing stuff, live streams, where they invite you to do it just in your living room and join them in a class or in a session. We published a story just this morning with 12 different live streams around the community that have just popped up over the last few weeks where, you know, some people are out there looking for ways to, I know personally, I've been snacking.
Mm-hmm.
I've been snacking all day.
You're not the only one. Not the only one.
I know, I'm not going to put it on anybody, but I know there's snackers out there of ways, you know, you can build up a sweat just in your living room doing something to stay to get some of that fitness going. So.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for all of that, Adam. We definitely appreciate you calling in and letting us know, giving us an update on what has been going on. So thank you so very much for that. Okay.
And let me just say, it's always wonderful to hear from you guys, but particularly, I know I'm like sitting in my house talking to you guys on the phone. I look forward to
how this system is failing us right now. So your resilience right now is going to be the most important thing. Character and resilience and making sure that we just don't lay down and take anything is going to be critical over these next couple of days.
All right, y'all, stay prayerful, okay? Please stay prayerful. Please stay calm and stay prayerful. And make your voice be heard.
These next coming days.
These next coming days. Yeah. That's right. In the meantime, join us on this coming Monday, 6:00 a.m. for another edition of the WGLB Gospel Music Morning Mix. Looking for all the early birds to call in. Check in with us right here. Same time, 6:00 a.m. Same station.
Yeah.
Right?
And everybody enjoy your Good Friday. You know,
Good Friday.
Stay in prayer. Stay in meditation. Stay in worship. Enjoy your families.
That's right.
Check in on.